What's up? What's up, everyone over the world and that is tuning in to listen to this podcast? Today, tonight, this evening, this afternoon, wherever you are, we are going to talk about love. Now, many people still want to know if love exists, if those good old relationship exists that used to exist when, you know, our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents were growing up. The thing is, they still do exist. There are still people that are around that want that unconditional love, that type of love that cannot be broken, the type of love that if you get into a small argument or into a small fight, that you will overcome it, you will find a way to see eye to eye and fix the issue. You know, I've learned that nowadays, that in our time and age, in our generation, that it is very hard to come across love. And the reason being for that is that we have been so caught up into the media, social media, you know, all of these other things that are just coming about, like Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know, all these things, and it gets us caught up to where we actually don't take the time to focus on our significant other. We don't take the time to figure out who we are. We don't take the time to love ourselves or to love, you know, someone else. But if you would just cut off all social media, if you would cut off everything, and if you would take the time to get to know yourself, to find out who you are, to understand who you are, then, just then, you could start searching for someone that you want to fall in love with. Someone that you think that will love you as much as you love them. You just have to take the time to find out who you really are, because once you do, you'll be like, oh yeah, this is the one. This is what I've been waiting for, you know. And I was listening to a podcast back in December, and this guy was talking about how he and his girlfriend had met on accident. It was not meant to be, but it did happen. And he was like, he wasn't too sure about this relationship, about, you know, the whole I love you scene coming in, and, you know, but he was talking about how he went through all these other relationships, how some of his relationships were just not even right. He talked about some that were physically, mentally, emotionally abusive. And he talked about how he had one day just given up and was like, God, you know what? I guess there is not a girl out there for me. And it was funny how it all happened, because he was saying that after he had said that, a day later, when he goes into Starbucks, he meets one of the employees there, and he's like, gosh, this girl is gorgeous. She is drop-dead gorgeous. So, you know, they added each other on Facebook. They had exchanged each other Snapchat code, and they started talking from there. And then he got really excited as he was telling the story, because he said the next big step was he gave her his phone number. he was excited about that because she texted him and everything. You know, they had the Snapchat going on, they had the Facebook going on, and now they were texting buddies. And so, as I'm listening to this podcast, I'm tuning into it because it sounds amazing to me, because I want to know more about what happens and I want to know the ending. Well, so, you know, they gave each other, well, he gave her his number and, you know, they were texting or whatever. But then he goes, "I'm not sure if I'm ready for this due to my past relationships." And, you know, he didn't want to break the girl heart. He didn't want to, you know, lead her on and then just cut her down just like that. So he was like, "Okay, I'll give her a chance." And he was like, "But after the first mistake, it's done." So as he go on to tell the story, he says something like, I'm trying to think how he put this. It was a little saying that he said, and I can't remember how he said it, but it was something like, love is like an ocean. Some days the water in the ocean is calm, and then the next day there are gigantic waves that are coming upon you. So, and what I learned from that is that what he was saying, that, you know, love twists, turns, breaks, bends, and everything. But the thing is, you have to be strong enough to go through whatever storm that is getting ready to come your way. And he was saying that love to him was like an ocean, because one day the water in the ocean were as calm as can be, and then the next day you just have like hurricane type waves and winds coming your way. But as he goes on, he says that no matter what happened, no matter what they went through, that she never gave up on him or them. And that was really unique how he put that, because sometimes some relationships get so bad, and in the beginning you just say, and we all do this, in the beginning it's just like, oh, I love you, I love this person, I'm so deeply, madly, crazy in love with this person. But the truth of the fact is, when we go through certain stages in our lives, when the waves and the winds in the ocean begins to get dangerous, we want to step back and back away from what we walked into. But the thing is, though, you yourself, your partner, you both have to be willing to fight. You have to be willing to fight through any hurricane, through any storm that you go through, because that is a sign of love. Because if you just give up right then and there and say, I can't do it anymore, I don't want to go through this storm, or that the winds are too strong for me, or that the waves are too high for me, then you're giving up on everything that you have worked towards. You're giving up on everything that you're getting ready to make it to, because there's always sunshine after a storm. But you have to be willing to fight and to make it through whatever storm you go through. And as he went on, you know, like I said, he said that, you know, she never gave up on him or them. And he started to pray to God, to ask God to give him any type of sign and signal that she was the one, that she was not going to break his heart. And he said as the days went on, the weeks went on, there was no sign of signal. So he was just on his toes at all times because he didn't know what may happen, what could come his way, and he didn't want to go through another heartbreak. He didn't want to get hurt again. So, come a few months later, she came to him and she was like, I have never felt this way about someone ever in my life. And all he could do was smile and have a big grin on his face because he knew that this was a sign that God had given him, that she was the one. So, as she goes on to tell him that, she tells him, but now, not only do we have to love each other, but we have to love what is about to come. And what was about to come was she was pregnant. You know, they have a child now that they're expecting. And he was filled with joy because right when it seemed that everything was getting bad, he had a blessing to walk into his life, and now he's expecting another blessing. And it's just something, there's something about when someone does not give up, when someone still believes, when someone still have that fighting faith, you know, that anything can happen. The world is filled with so many endless possibilities. Here's one example that I will give about love. You know, I was in a relationship for almost 3 years. The first time that I ever had fallen in love. And, you know, working on our 3rd year mark, everything had ended. And it was horrible. It was the worst heartbreak that I've ever went through. And, you know, it took me to the point to where I never wanted to fall in love again, that I never wanted to date again, and which is, you know, I have not dated since then, but it has been to that point to where I have kind of just like given up on love, but that story done something to me. And then I always remember, and I always tell my friends, you know, my parents have been together almost 30 years. They've been married for 21 years this year, I believe. And I've seen them go through hell and high water and back. I've seen things that could tear them apart, could tear a family apart. But they made a commitment to God, one another, and our family. And they've stood on their vows. They stood on that commitment. And to me, that is unconditional love. Because the things that we have had to endure, the things that they have had to endure, I promise you, who has ever listened to this, I promise you that you would not dare be able to get through it. You just couldn't, because I know I couldn't. And I've seen where my friend's parents, you know, the same age as my parents, maybe even a little older than my parents, have went through nothing as near as worse as, you know, some of the stuff that we've had to endure and go through. And they have gotten divorced, they've split up, and, you know, and everything. And I'm just like, that marriage that they have, that relationship that they have, that connection that they have, as a blessing. And it's a blessing for myself, all my brothers and sisters, which there are six of us. It is a blessing to all five of my nieces and nephews. Because it gives us something to look up on. It gives us something to be inspired by, because we know that they have to be strong. They've had to been strong to get through what they've gotten through and to carry on with this. And with their marriage and their love and their relationship. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing. Don't give up on love. Don't fall too fast in love. Let the person who loves you come to you. And if you both run into each other on the same time, then it was meant to be. But love is something that cannot be taken away. Love is something that cannot be played with. And love is something, true love is something that cannot be broken. If you really love someone, it is something that cannot be broken. And just stop and think about it sometimes, because we all need to. We all want to be loved. We all want to feel the love. And believe it or not, we all need love. So don't, especially us young people, don't rush into love. Like I said, just let love come find you. And there are two things that I want to say about love, that I want to read to you. Love. Love is a noun, an intense feeling of deep affection. Like babies feel parents with intense feelings of love. Love, a noun, a person or thing that one loves. She was the love of his life. He was the love of her life. Remember that. Remember that love still exists. That those old vintage classic relationship that we see on movies, or that we see our grandparents in, that those relationships still do exist. Don't give up. Don't think that it doesn't, because it does. That is all that we have for today. My name is Deontay Hubrins, and I hope you enjoy this podcast. Take it to heart. Listen to it, learn from it, share it, and love it. And I'm out. Good night, people.